And it's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
This week we are joined by Raul Campos, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Raul, welcome.
Thank you. How you doing? Great to be here.
Great to have you. And you brought us some music today that is new but kind of has a bit of a throwback feel, and I want to get right to it. Let's start with the group Lord Echo. This song is called Bohemian Idol. Kind of a reggae beat to it. Tell us a little bit about Lord Echo.
Well, Lord Echo is an artist from New Zealand. He's a member of the Black Seeds, which is a very reggae-influenced group. And I just love the vibe. It has a very cool kind of Marvin Gaye, old-school kind of like heavy love affair, inner-city blues, kind of just a throwback vibe with a little crybaby guitar in it. And the vocals, I like the way the vocals are sitting in kind of like the pocket, though they're not in front, not in your face. It's more of the groove and the way it kind of just rolls out for a while.
Another one is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. This is the song Retreat. If I didn't know any better, Raul, I would think this was like the late 60s. We were in Detroit listening to some Motown.
Exactly. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, so soulful, so funky. And this lady is a survivor. I mean, she was battling cancer and she's getting through that, but she's just the presence. When you see her on stage performing live and even in the studios, I mean, this lady emits an aura. She's just sexy. You know, she loves her Trina Turk outfits, how they just hug her in the right places. You know, so she's just awesome. She's just amazing.
It's interesting, though, to hear that old retro Motown sound in an artist producing something now.
Well, she basically will tell you that she's a fan of people like The Temptations and Marvin Gaye and all these groups that just kind of set the path. And it was like her calling.
There is another one we've got here. This is from Elvis Costello and The Roots. This is a new song called Tripwire. And all of the fire, clothes blown in the red. Tripwire, 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 tripwire. There's a tripwire, 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 tripwire. Now, okay, you've taken me from Motown, Detroit out to like a drive-in movie theater, maybe late 50s, early 60s here.
Well, you got one of the most amazing songwriters that has walked the planet. And then you put them with the funky group called The Roots. And I mean, you can't go wrong here, right?
Yeah, and it's sort of an unlikely pairing, Elvis Costello and The Roots, right?
Absolutely. It's kind of a bridging the generation gaps, if you will. And from what I heard, Elvis Costello actually reached out to The Roots. And it turns out that there's going to be another companion album where they kind of flip the whole idea of these collaborations. So looking forward to that as well.
Now, the next one we've got here is from someone who really needs no introduction. Actually, I want to just play this, first of all, a little bit of this, and people can decide for themselves who it is. I'm sure they'll figure it out. This is called Da Bourgeoisie.
Does it raise a blaze, the memory? Ooh. Slippery lips of the bourgeoisie. Everybody step right up. Come and see.
This is, of course, Prince. Tell us about this, a new one from Prince.
It is. It's The Bourgeoisie, and it's just a single. It's a one-off. Hopefully there is an album to come, but the guy can do no wrong. I mean, he's a genius, and I like kind of the throwback vibe. There's a little bit of twang in it, almost even like a little country vibe in the new song.
Although you say he can do no wrong, there are some people who think he has done wrong here, that this song is homophobic, that there are lyrics about catching a girlfriend, kicking it with another girl. One line says, last time I checked, you said you left the dirty world. Tell us, has he commented on that?
I haven't heard anything about that, but you know Prince is always pushing the limits. And when you go back to even like Purple Rain and even the movie and everything that he's done, he's always about controversy. I mean, he has a song called Controversy.
Yeah, that's true.
So you talk about Prince, you know that goes hand in hand.
Well, we've got time for one more. This is Myron and E. The song is called I Can't Let You Get Away. You know, there's something about DJs from Los Angeles that can get away with this because, you know, in L.A., it kind of makes sense. Everything makes sense with that 60s and 70s feel when you're driving down Hollywood Boulevard and looking on your right and left and seeing these neon signs that have been around since then.
Yeah, and Myron and E, you know, as you mentioned, they're a couple of local boys, and they're just soulful crooners that can do no wrong right now. These guys are on top of their game, even though, you know, it's kind of like this classic sound, and their homage to what's Los Angeles. I mean, their album's called Broadway. And just living here in South Central and kind of taking this vibe outwards, you know, it's cool to see them, and especially with a label like Stone's Throw that's also based here in Los Angeles, and Peanut Butter Wolf and the whole crew, you know, they too have their finger on the pulse with putting out like artists like Mayor Hawthorne and these guys, Myron and E.
And when you say Broadway, you're talking about the LA Broadway, obviously, not the Broadway in Manhattan.
It could be your choice, you know, really. It's about Main Street, and it's about, you know, living in the concrete jungle kind of thing in the city, you know, so it's all about that.
Well, Raul Campos, thank you so much for coming in and sharing these songs with us. And I just wonder, is this your kind of music, or do you just like everything?
I like so many different styles of music, dance music, 70s discos, old school funk, rap music, you name it. So I'm definitely a fan of all different styles and genres of music.
Raul Campos is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Raul, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Some great music this week in the DJ session, Robin.
Did you say something? I'm so
you've melted
in love
into
with this music.
Well, we've got all of the songs at our website, hereandnow.org, as always. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Sometimes I feel blind, going in some goes, yeah. And I just can't keep still. I just can't help myself. No, I just cannot help myself. No, I
slip and more and more and more regret.
More
slip and more and more.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Sillman. One Lump or Two. Vivid Abstract Paintings and Drawings closes January 5th, ICABoston.org.